Yup, that's me. My name is Hamza, and I'm obsessed with my goals. I've split my goals into three areas of life: health, wealth, relationships. I'm achieving all my goals one step at a time, and I'm documenting everything in this series. The systems I create, the strategies I implement, and the obstacles I face, you'll get to see it all. So come join me and let's achieve our goals together. In the last episode on my work life, episode 2, I quit my 9-to-5 job, went all in on YouTube, and hit 15k per month. Just imagine that. You work hard for over a year to provide for your family, and then the success starts pouring in. Everything was awesome at this point, but like I mentioned in the cliffhanger of episode 2, my newfound success actually made me a target for people who wanted to take from me. Before we get into that, you should know that I am the type of person who falls for these tricks. When I was 7 years old in primary school, my teacher gave us all pieces of paper to design as our very own bookmarks. I was in such a good mood, and so when my classmate randomly asked me to swap papers with him, I just did it without thinking about it. Little did I know that this asshole wanted to swap because his paper was wonky and now it's my problem and he wouldn't swap back. But I've always been like this, from this point in primary school to getting scammed on RuneScape.
Oh my god!
I've always been a gullible person that just expects people to be fair. And so when you couple my trusting personality type with huge success in my 20s, it made me a target for fake friends, haters, and clout chasers. I was pouring my heart and soul into my YouTube videos with such a burning purpose to help young men with their self-improvement journeys. I had the most purposeful, most helpful YouTube channel on the internet. It's undebatable. And that's when the first hate video about me popped up. It was made in dramatic fashion with the standard editing of a hate video. And from then on, I started to see more and more of these videos made about me. Why were these people talking so negatively about me? It wasn't because they really thought that I was a bad person. After all, each and every one of them admitted that they really benefited from my advice. They made those videos just to try to get some views by dragging me down. Can you imagine how that feels? Seeing video after video pop up over the years, and it's literally always the same, of someone who's genuinely a fan of mine, who's really benefited from my advice, who's been going to the gym and he's got better with girls and he has better mental health and he's even improved his relationship to his parents, all because he watched me. But instead of making a positive video about me, he makes a negative one just for his own selfish gain, with absolutely no consideration of how I might feel about that. I'm a human being. I've got feelings. Of course I'm going to take it personal. It showed me that a lot of boys in my generation are just not grateful at all. You can help them, and then they'll just stab you in the back. And honestly, I lost a lot of trust in people because of this. I never knew who'd make a video like this. Even people I knew personally did it. There's a quote: "Don't throw stones from a glass house." And it basically means to be careful attacking someone if you yourself are vulnerable. And with all my haters who attacked me, the amount of dirt I've got on them is just so fucking funny. So let's play a game. Guess the hater. I want you to imagine all my haters right now. I'll say a statement and you have to think about which one of my haters the statement is about. This hater posts pictures of his girlfriend all over his Instagram, but she still follows her ex and she still likes his shirtless pictures. Who do you think that is? Okay, next. This hater has a faceless YouTube channel that he's so embarrassed by that he pretends it's not his. Who do you think that is? A couple of these haters are quite similar. They actually originally DM'd me, desperately begging to be my friend and to hop on calls with me, and they only made their hate videos after I didn't respond. These haters are like Stan. The rapper Eminem has this music video called Stan, where you see this obsessive fan who's writing letters to the famous rapper, and naturally because the famous rapper is pretty busy, he doesn't reply to the letters, and so each letter that this fan writes gets progressively weirder and more aggressive to the point that this fan turns into a stalker and eventually kills his girlfriend. It's like a crazy thing. A couple of my haters are so similar to this, it's insane. Some of these guys have literally even said it in their hate videos about me, like, "Oh yeah, Hamza, you know, if you're watching this, just give me a call, I can help you." You see something in common with all these little rats? They attack me first, and then they play the victim when I defend myself. And I bet some of these clout chasers will literally do the exact same thing after I post this video. Hamza talked about me! Actually, I didn't mention any names, so if these retards make a response video, that just means the shoe fits and they've exposed themselves. Who do you think these haters are? Some of these guys may have some good points in their hate videos against me, but it's nothing that I don't say about myself already. And for you, the viewer, just remember that watching my videos helps you. So even if I'm not perfect, being a subscriber of mine and watching my videos has been proven to help you make progress in your goals, and this is sharply different from watching these little haters, which just wastes time. Chances are, if you're a subscriber of mine, I helped you to get onto such a positive trajectory in life that completely changed your future. I've genuinely had such a positive impact on our generation. That isn't arrogant for me to say, it is just a fact. And these guys have attacked me. They throttled my impact on the world just so they can make a buck. They are selfish little snakes that have backstabbed our generation, and they deserve nothing but hate back. Even though this has genuinely been so hard to deal with, I'm grateful because it's what I signed up for. When I became a content creator, I knew at some point I'd have to deal with hate. It just comes with the business. But this is still the best business model in the world. Posting content and building an audience is such an incredible way to have an impact on the world, and it can make you successful even in your teens and 20s. I just want you now to take a second to feel my pain. Because you probably watched a lot of this shit go down over the last few years if you've been subscribed to me for a while. And again, some of these haters were literally guys I thought were my friends. And even though this has been deeply painful, I still haven't stopped posting videos just trying to give you the best advice that I can. I never said I'm perfect. I didn't deserve all this. But you want to see something cool? Here's the bookmark. I still have it after 20 years. I kept it this entire time. And I bet that little shit lost his. So fuck my haters. I keep showing up, and in the end, I always win. But there is just one thing I'm missing to mug these guys completely. I don't get a lot of views on my YouTube videos like I used to. In fact, my channel is dropping like crazy. We'll talk more about this in the next episode on my work life, which will be episode 8. I would love to see my YouTube channel grow. So please, can you double check that you're subscribed to this channel? And that way we can hit my goal of 2.5 million subscribers. And I'll see you in the next episode.